And this is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our guest this morning from Carpenter Bonanza is Gary Walbeck. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Juke. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here again. And we're going to talk about carpets this morning. And if you have questions about carpets, Gary knows just about everything there is to know about carpets, right?
Been in this industry a long time. So
yes, he's graduated.
It is very much fun.
Carpet University.
Yeah.
Okay. What is new in carpets?
It's soft. And we went over this a couple months ago when I was in, and just keeps going on from there, and the carpets have gotten so soft nowadays.
Really? I like that idea.
It is nice. A lot more comfortable. The big drawback, some ladies are going to go, yeah, but then you're going to see my footprints, and you're going to see my vacuum marks. Yes, you are. And it's led to a whole nother program of which vacuums work on them.
Uh-huh.
We've had problems with that where, like, certain brands of vacuums have so much power and suck right down into the carpet, and they won't work. They stop. So you have to have a vacuum now that adjusts in height for thickness to be able to go over top of the carpets and suck the dirt out and shake them up a little bit. So it's been a learning process for all of us at the store, at the manufacturers, at the, you know, at the cleaning company. So it is really a difference to work
now,
with.
If people buy one of those carpets, do you have to kind of clue them in as to what kind of cleaner you need?
Oh, yeah. You have to give them the idea that on top of their carpet purchase that you're going to have to probably buy a new vacuum. A lot of people have them that are adjustable, but there's still a lot of them with, like a Dyson where it just works on setting down into the carpet and pulling across. It doesn't have an adjustment per se, and something like that is really hard to operate on the softer carpets.
Mm.
So, but then again, they put with the carpets the stain protection and the soil protection where nothing sticks to it. It all started more or less with the laminate floors, you know, the snap-together laminate floors that you can put down, and they were fade-resistant and, you know, water-resistant, and you couldn't stain them at all, and they were easy to clean. And now that same technology has sort of evolved into the vinyl floors. It's evolved into the carpets. So it makes it really easy to take care of the carpets also. One of the yarns, the Smart Strand yarn, they actually say that all you need is water to clean it. I guess I'd still use a cleaner, you know, a good carpet cleaning, you know, like Magna Dry or Shaw's R2X, you know, some type of cleaner that will take out the germs and that out of there also.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if water can just take out germs.
You
know, or if pets have accidents, you need to get those enzymes out of the carpet, and they're always really deep down in there. So it's good to mask that smell so they don't go back to that spot again.
Hmm. Sometimes you feel you have to rake the carpet.
Actually, we do sell rakes again. It is, you know, they've gotten shaggier and longer with the softness, and so there are people that really like the rakes and want people not to see that they're vacuuming and see those footprints, so they rake it and make it work out that way.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It's a neat industry where it just keeps evolving, and the technology just keeps getting bigger and better. And I mean, they're up to 20 and 25 year warranties now.
Really?
One big thing though that they're starting to, they want you to clean your carpets. It was a year and a half, you know, 18 months to 24 months that you needed to steam clean your carpet. And now they're lowering that and want you to do it from every year to a year and a half. So more cleaning by professionals to have it steam cleaned,
yeah,
and keep that warranty up. So it doesn't take the stain protection out. It's just a blast of hot water now or steam that releases that fiber dirt off of there. And then they vacuum it up with the systems that they have, those truck-mounted systems now that they have. They're very powerful and suck that dirt right out of there and get it off the carpet. And if you've had your carpet steam clean lately, you'll notice that there isn't a whole lot of moisture left on there. It dries really fast. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, it was like you'd have to run fans for a couple of days to get them dry. It dries very fast now.
But if you have to have them cleaned every year, that becomes a factor in purchasing a carpet, I would think.
Yep. It's not a huge expense, but it definitely is an expense that you need to figure in for taking care of your carpet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about the carpet, and now how big a piece of carpet can you lay? You had a big house, really big house.
Oh, yeah.
12-foot width, is that the limit? Or?
Most of them are 12-foot. Some of them are coming. We still have 15-foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
But the seaming, the technology to put them together, the products, the seaming irons, the heat melt, the tapes that they put them together with, and the way the yarns are made, they really mix together so you can hide those seams in the
really?
Rest of the carpet. The toughest ones still are the Berber or the loop carpets. It's still a tough thing to get them nice and level and get them lined up nice to get a good seam. You know, we'll never tell you that you're not going to see a seam in a level loop carpet. It's maybe it will be gone, but most of the time you're going to see something like that. It's like putting fabric together, you know, like on your sweater.
Yeah.
Sweater, you know, you're going to see that joint. It's just something that's going to be there. We try and lay it out in the most inconspicuous spot, somewhere where it's darker, you know, away from the windows, a part of the room that has more furniture down that you can cover it up with a furniture. And you can. There's ways to hide it and move it out of the way.
With those long warranties, you have to keep a carpet for quite a while.
You do. It's good and not good. It's, you know, we like to sell carpet, but it's also something that it's a big investment nowadays.
Yeah.
It's not getting any cheaper to put it in. So it's something that you need to save for and be ready to make that investment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember in the old days, of course, we bought a rug for the living room, and
yep,
we'd keep that for a long, long time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and rugs are still very popular. Not so much the wool rugs, the Orientals, you know, that you used to have, the nice wool ones. Yeah, it's more polypropylenes, polyesters, nylons now, and people don't buy rugs for the long term. You change furniture, you change paint color, you can easily change your rug and put a different style in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty inexpensive, considering that they are easy to clean. You know, if you put them under a table, there's something you can scrub up really easily and get stains and spills out of.
If you have any questions about carpet this morning, hey, we got a man here that can answer your questions, by the way. 395-1450 is the number. And you're too young to remember that, Gary, when we used to have this linoleum that you put around the edge of the carpet that looked like oak flooring.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that?
No, I've seen it. But, you know, we have products like that again, and the wood grain is very popular, and now we have vinyl wood plank
really?
Looks. So they're thin. Some of them can be glued down. Some of them can be snapped together like the laminate floors and just loose laid on your floor. And you can do the whole thing, or you can, like you said, you can put it around the outside and then put a rug in the middle. But that's been a very popular product. Nice to put in offices. If you have an in-home office, you can put these vinyl planks in there. It gives you a little richer look, and then you put a rug down, you know, or a mat down for, you know, under your office chair to roll around on so you don't damage them. But they're very very easy to put down in an area, you know, something that people can do themselves. And any wood, you know, the digital technology now has brought all these different looks. It used to be that you could have oak or maple, and you could have a dark color, you could have a light color, and natural, and that was what you had. Now you've got the hickories, you got the cherries, you got the walnut.
Whatever you want.
It's any wood. They take a picture of it and they put
got
it on
got a call
a
on the line here.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the line with Gary.
Yes. When you go to Walmart or Meijer's, you walk past all these vacuum cleaners, you see these steam cleaning machines. Do it yourself. I would like his opinion on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you.
That's a good question. The steam cleaning machines, you have to be careful of. They're good for a solid vinyl floor. We don't recommend them. You see them advertised that people use them on the laminate floors. It's just putting moisture into a floor that's not supposed to. You know, if it's not a tight joint and you're putting moisture in there and you use that machine too often, you're going to start having problems where your joints are starting to come apart.
How about for carpet?
Carpet, what they do with the carpet, and you have the steam cleaning machines, they always want to sell you all these soaps that go with it. And when you put soap in there, you don't get all that back out again.
Oh, they don't
have the power to suck that.
Yeah.
You see it going through, but there isn't enough power. You got to be really careful on those. And you're not using as hot a water like the professionals do. It's just something that you take out of your faucet. So it's not something that's coming off the yarn and you're leaving that soap film on your yarn, and it will actually attract
more dirt
at that point.
Soil. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you got to be careful of those.
Yeah.
But they're... The technology keeps getting better, and they're great for like spot cleaning. If you have a pet or you got little children, and you do need to do some spot cleaning.
Well, I was thinking about, for instance, if you have a closet with carpet in, to just clean in the closet, and it would be so easy to do it that way.
Those kind of spots, it's perfect for. Yep.
395-1450 if you have a question for Gary. This
South Shore Realty, South Shore Laundry, and Margarita's Mexican Restaurant. The WHTC app is also available for Android and iPhones. We're on WHTC.com.
Well, let's take a look at our weather here. The weather forecast is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Enter your business card to win a Wooden Shoe catering. Well, here's that weather. Winter weather advisory till 7 tonight. Wind chill watch until 7 a.m. on Wednesday for Allegan and Ottawa counties. And for today, we can expect 2 inches of snow showers, steady temperatures in the single digits. Tonight, 2 inches of snow showers, steady temperatures in the single digits. And tomorrow, morning snow showers, windy with a high of 17 degrees. And good morning. You're online with our guest here this morning.
I wonder if your man has an answer to my question. I have carpet that's been down a couple of years, but it seems to have gotten some wrinkles in it. And I was wondering if he knew who I could get to come and straighten it out.
What's the answer to that, Gary?
later on, and I'll get you a couple. I can get you a couple of names of a couple installers that can come over and take care of that.
Okay.
It happens with humidity and lack of humidity. You can get some that maybe wasn't stretched good in the first place and just needs to be restretched, and it really doesn't take a whole lot to do that. The biggest thing is if you got furniture in the room.
Okay, how do I reach you?
What's the number at the store?
Call me at the store, 396-2765.
2765. Okay, thank you.
You're
ask
welcome.
For Gary. Okay. 395-1450 is our number here. If you have a question about carpet this morning, does this happen often that you get those ripples in the carpet?
Not much anymore. That used to be a problem, especially when you had the old jute back on the carpets.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's all synthetic, so the humidity doesn't affect it. The jute was a natural product, so it could get moisture and lack of moisture, and you could get some of that bubbling that it would expand. And now we don't have that really anymore.
Are there any favorite colors for carpet?
Beige is still big, and probably, most of what we do. But gray has come back again. It was here a couple years ago, and then it disappeared in the fabrics, like your furniture fabrics and all that, so it disappeared pretty fast. But now it's come back again, and it looks like it's going to stay here for quite a while.
Well, good morning. You're on the line with Gary.
Hi, Gary. Does your store also have hardwood floors?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay, well, I have a question. I have a hardwood floor, and I love it, except the fact that it has a lot of scratches on it. Would you recommend a product to get rid of those scratches?
You'd have to have one of the flooring guys that do the refinishing probably look at it.
Okay.
Because you can have it. They don't sand the floors down anymore when they have scratches. It used to be that you'd sand them down, have to restain it, and then put the urethane. They just screen it. They call it screening, and it just scruffs it up, and they put another coat of urethane over top of it.
Okay.
And that will last you quite a few years again. So, and they have some really hard products now that will really take care of that for a long time for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, bye.
Polyurethane is pretty tough stuff, isn't it?
It is, and now they're into the water-based products.
Really?
And not oil-based.
I hadn't looked for any lately, so I didn't know that.
So it's very natural for the environment.
Yeah.
It's not caustic to smell. You don't have to stay out of the house a long time. It's, that screening. They have vacuums in their trucks, so all they have is their big disc sander with a hose attached to it, and no dust all through the house. It cleans that right up, and then they come in and they'll put a coat. You may have to be out of there for a day to let it dry and harden very well, and then you can walk on it again, and it's ready to go.
Now, this one carpet you were talking about, you had to clean every year. Is this normal? Is other carpet that you don't have to clean quite as often?
That's mostly for the nylon and the smart strand yarns. Polyesters, you probably want to still clean them quite a bit. I don't know if you have to do it every year, year and a half. They're a naturally stain-resistant type of product, and you really don't have as much of a problem. But those also, you only have more or less a 10-year warranty on something like that. You don't have it's not as strong of a product and heavy of a product as the nylons and the smart strands. So you don't have quite the warranties and what you need to take.
Of course, the amount of cleaning would depend on the use it gets, too.
Oh, yeah. If it's in a basement and it doesn't get used a whole lot, it's just it's just in your traffic areas, more or less, that you that you really need to have it cleaned.
Now, usually when people clean my pen and mask, well, do you want it all cleaned or do you want you have to just clean around the heavy furniture and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and that all matters on the size of your room, too. You know, it's like at our house, we can move our furniture around, and so you really have to clean the whole carpet. But you get some of the ranch houses that had the smaller living rooms. They're, it can be set up one way, or you can't move it around a whole lot. But those really are good to do the whole area because you're using only certain spots, and you really want to get all of that cleaned up.
So
it's usually best to get as much of it cleaned up as you can.
How about the price of carpet today? Has it gone up, depending on what you buy? I know to a degree you can get carpet pretty low priced if you want to.
Yeah, and, you know, 5-10 years ago, it was like we were dependent on oil. So as oil prices went up, our prices went up.
Yeah.
And the carpet prices went up, and vinyl prices, everything, you know, was based on oil. Now that sort of leveled off, we haven't had any real major price increases in quite a while. It's been maybe a year and a half or something like that we've had really a major price increase. So they've been holding the line pretty well. And the technology, again, you know, reduces the cost of how much it costs to make carpet. And, you know, it's not as manual. It's even in the ceramic tile. I mean, I was down to Crossville to watch them make ceramic tile a year ago, and it was amazing. There was hardly anybody working there.
Really?
It was pretty neat, and it was so clean. You'd think a tile company would be, you know, dirt. You'd have dirt all over the place, but it was all in silos and, you know, mixed, and you didn't see the mixers, and it would fill the forms, you know, all, you know, just by robot. And
isn't that amazing?
It was totally amazing. And the printing that they do, it's a screen printing process. The tiles are running down an assembly line and mixed, and then they all just go into trays and to the ovens, and it was a very clean establishment.
Is vinyl tile one of the most popular to use?
Vinyl tile has increased in popularity. All the companies that sell vinyl, like Armstrong and Congoleum and Mannington and Tarkett, they're all getting into the vinyl tile products now. And they just look like a real ceramic tile or a real stone. It's just gorgeous what they can make.
Mm.
And not... It started out as it was only in like a 16-inch or 17-inch pattern. Now they make them in the rectangles, and they make them, you know, the 18 by 24 like a ceramic tile. They make them in the all the different patterns, so you can do those patterns on the floor. And then you put in an acrylic grout to go between them, and it's easy to care for. You don't have to worry about the staining of your grout. You know, the regular grout for ceramic tile is more cement-based, so you don't have to worry about that staining. It's very easy to take care of and really good-looking.
Is tile good on a basement floor?
Yeah, it works perfectly down there because you don't have to worry if you have water problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do have a flood or a, you know, water or a pipe break or something like that, you're going to have to tear out your carpet and pad. But you put down a tile, you scrub it up, clean it up, and it's ready to go again. So
I've seen these piles of old carpet rolled up wet.
Yeah.
Not a pleasant sight.
No, it's a lot of work, and it's a mess to clean up.
Now, when you do a carpet job, you take the old carpet away?
We do, and we've been recycling now. Yep, we've been recycling for maybe 5 years of the carpet now, and we've recycled pad for years and years and years. We've sent it back, and they make it into all kinds of different products. And the carpet now is actually recyclable, where they shave off the top of the carpet, melt it down, and can make it either into a new carpet again, or it gets made into, like, benches, you know. And the backing is all synthetic. It was all plastic,
basically.
So they can melt that down. They make it into these benches and fence posts and decking and all kinds of
stuff. So the next carpet I buy might be your old carpet.
It could be. Yeah, it's, you know, they do it with pop bottles. They've been making carpet out of recycled pop bottles for a long time, and it's just that synthetic property that they can extract from there.
Is that used for outdoor carpet or what?
No, it gets made
indoor?
Into regular indoor.
Amazing.
Polyester carpet. So, it is. I don't remember. We got a display at the store, too, of how many bottles it takes to make a yard of carpet. But it's quite a few bottles, but it saves them out of the landfill.
Yeah, it sure does.
And by carpet out of the landfill, we do like those rail, you know, those roll-on carts that you see on the trains, you know.
Oh, yes.
Rail and shipping containers. And we probably fill one of those every couple weeks.
Really?
Oh, it's amazing how much when you go back and you think how much we've sent to the landfills over the years, you know, of carpet that's been disposed that way.
Yeah.
And now you send it back and they can tear it apart and make it into something else.
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. Gary, we're just about out of time, and I thought that we should leave with a word about they can find you at Carpet Bonanza. And why don't you leave that number once again?
All right. If you got questions, feel free to call me, 396-2765. That's area code 616.
And okay.
I'm ever there every day, other than Wednesday. But
answering questions and
yep,
waiting on trade and
yep,
whatever.
Yep. We're there on Mondays, Friday nights, Saturdays.
Okay. Thanks for being here, Gary.
Thank you, Juke.